Overall assessment of the season, you guys finished undefeated. What do you think?
Well, I think that it's been a great experience for me as a coach, and definitely for the players themselves.
Thank you.
You know, it was definitely a good experience for me to get back out there and get out with some of these guys and, you know, try to share some of my experiences, you know, what I went through and trying to help them, you know, progress to another level, get them to play better than what they've been playing at, hopefully get an opportunity to, you know, get back into a league or whatever it is they choose to do, but just try to make them better than what they were before they got here.
What's next for you? Do you see yourself maybe coaching the NFL possibly? Any opportunities coming up?
You know what? That's something that definitely interests me now at this point in my life. Something I've always, you know, had an inside of me, but having an opportunity to come out with these guys is really, you know, kind of made me realize how much I really do miss the game. You know, even if I had to take a pay cut to do coaching, I'm fine with that.
Now, would you want to be maybe a defensive coordinator or is linebacker?
Well, my hopes would be obviously. I know how this league kind of works. I mean, you have to get in and kind of work your way up. Just because you had 11 years of NFL experience that guy had doesn't necessarily qualify you to be a defensive coordinator. You have to go in and work your way up and start at the ground level, just like I had to do as a player. You know, you had to work your way up.
What was your experience with Coach? Obviously, you guys played with the Jets together. What was your relationship like with him this year?
Oh, man, John has been great. I mean, we've always kept in touch over the years. You know, there was no hesitation when he called me and gave me the opportunity to come help him out with this. So, I mean, John, you know, he's been a great guy. I mean, he's what you would call a true friend. I mean, he calls it like it is. He don't hold anything back, and he's fun, and he's excited. And we managed to put together a bunch of group of guys that work well and – we all had fun while we did it, and we everything worked out for us, and had an opportunity to make these guys better. And you look at the way our guys have come together as a team. You look, hey, boom! I mean, all of this stuff was for us was me. It was probably sometime in mid September, and you look what we've come in 6 weeks. That's kind of awesome. Most teams, and when you have a group of guys like we've had, the manager. Come together and play like a team in 6 weeks' time. That's great. It shows the growth of the guys.
You see guys on your defense on this team now that can be in the NFL immediately after the season's over.
I think on our defense, I probably have a couple of guys.
For the Jets at cornerback. Right? They need a couple corners.
Hey man, you get guys off the street right now to do that. I would say I got a couple guys on defense that could maybe three or four guys, actually, that can... I mean, if you need somebody to come in and get beat every week, I mean, I got a couple guys that can do... I can even fill in and do that. But I think that we have some guys that can go in that would be good practice guys that could come fill in, some roles. I wouldn't say that they would be guys that you can throw out there right now and give them 60 plays, but if you had some guys that you can bring in and practice squad and get them ready... and use them when you can. I said we got a couple guys that's definitely good enough to do that.
You think some of these rules in the FXFL should be established in the NFL? Because obviously the special teams, that was ugly tonight. But do you agree with maybe moving the extra point, moving a kickoff? You like those rules that they've established?
Well, I think that it also prepares. I mean, if you got a guy here that's kicking 34-yard extra points, I think it also it helps him in the NFL because it's a lot easier. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not gimme anymore. It makes the game a little more interesting when, at the end of the game, when you got to line up, you score a touchdown and you're down by one to tie the game up, it's not an automatic. 34 yards is a hell of a kick, especially in Coney Island with crosswinds.
Yeah.
So guys that can make it out there, to me, it makes it a lot more easy for guys, to transition to the NFL. I think that our special teams, the way that they set up, it brings the return game back. Now you got guys with one returner back there that's kicking off from the 25-yard line. You got guys, you got eight guys that's within a 20-yard span. So it brings excitement to the kick return games. Guys used to make the NFL because they were great special teams. That part of the game is kind of phased out. Why not bring that back? I'm saying stuff with guys, the high-impact collisions, but the way that our league is set up, it gives opportunity, it minimizes the impact because you don't have that guy running from, where they used to run from 35 yards that's running all the way down 60 yards. You get rid of that. So, it's something that can be definitely looked at. I think that I mean, what happens when you got the guys deciding to watch the Devin Hester guys like that? I mean, the way it is in the NFL, it takes all that weight. I mean, what does a guy like him really does now that he's having to transition back into being a wide receiver? How has that worked out for him? I tell you, it's been great. And one of the things I've told a lot of these guys who've never played in New York, and obviously me being a longtime Jet guy, I said, listen, you go up to Brooklyn and you win, they love you. You go up and you don't, they're going to boo you. That's just the New York way. And you know what makes it so much interesting now is I was reading this guy, a friend of mine, and making fun of my friend who's a huge Jet fan. He said, you know how when you know the Jets are doing bad, it's because this guy is talking about the boats. You know what I mean? So I mean, interesting enough, I mean, if you look at it, I mean, obviously I want my team to do well, but them not doing well, I mean, you got a team here that's an undefeated team. I mean, that's a team that's playing in New York in the Brooklyn area that's, you know, trying to, you know, bring some excitement down to the area that's normally not, you know, that's flustering with, you know, economic stuff. So it brings a little bit of light back. So, I mean, these guys out here crazy. And that's what football is for us. And it's been a great experience for myself. And, hey, you know what? Brooklyn has a 4-0 football team. Hey, haven't had a football team here in, 70 years? But you know what? Hey, you got something here, and hopefully, you know, it sold itself good enough to where we can have this opportunity to do something like this next year. I mean, if they do, hell, I'm here.
Marvin, what about your boys in Tallahassee?
Are
they
going to
repeat or what?
I don't know, man. That SEC's throwing a lot of money around. Trying to stop the repeat. Now we got point shaving. What is going on? One point shaving ain't for $5,000.
It ain't more than SEC is going to win.
Yeah, you know what? But the interesting thing is that, you know, it's a long process for them, man. You know, the best thing that can happen for them is, hey, they can have a great season and leave.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing else for them to accomplish. I mean, things are only going to get worse. Yeah. And, you know, and I got to tell people, you know, I mean, he's a little immature, but still, I look at the fact the guy's still 20 years old.
Yeah.
And some people, a lot of times, when you're from different places of the world, you know, no matter how much you want to be just that ordinary guy and do ordinary stuff that 20-year-olds do, you can't do it.
Yeah.
And, hey, and I got to tell him, hey, the guy got accepted into Stanford College. I mean, hell, 70% of the population couldn't get accepted to Stanford. So he's not dumb. You know, he just hasn't gotten realized that you're James Winston. You are here.
So if you're the Jets, you're in the top five. Are you taking James Winston, taking that risk?
Well, you know what the thing is, if I'm the Jets, it'd be a hard call for the Jets because the Jets are so, under so much pressure, and they get influenced so much by the fans, so much by the New York media, and, you know, not in a bad way, but, when I tell people you come play for the Jets, you got to realize you're not just playing for that seat. You're playing for the 40 years that we haven't won a Super Bowl. So everybody compiles all that stuff into one. So it's a hard thing. Think of the fact, hey, we could have had one sack. We passed on because what? Hey, now maybe smoked a little weed. Whatever, but how did that work out for us?
So where do you go at quarterback? Who are you taking? You taking Mariota? What are you doing with your
job? Me, I'm a Florida State guy. I don't have a choice but a Florida State. You know what? The thing I like about the guy's big, 6'5", 240-pound guy, stands in the pocket, doesn't mind taking getting hit. And the thing of the matter is, no matter all the crap people are talking about him, he's a menace to block that out and still go out and win games. So what do you say about a guy like that?
So we agree, no Geno, right? No Geno. We're done with Geno.
Man, that's a tough sell because at this point, nobody believes him.
Yeah.
And once you take him out of a game like that, I mean, it's really hard for him to come back because he really haven't established himself as a winning. I think one of the worst things that happened with the Jets, they went 8-8 last year on the team that should have might have won 4 games.
Yeah, that's right.
But this team should win 10 games and they got one win. So
that's true.
This is a 9-10 win talent.
You got like 30 draft choices, you still got 2 on the team. I mean,
somebody got
to get fired. So Idzik's
got to
go, right?
Idzik's got to go. I'm not saying Idzik's got to go. You know what? It's tough being for the Jets. I mean, look, you know what? Jets always going to be second fiddle to the Giants. Doesn't matter. They always going to be there until you win that Super Bowl.
Not in the headlines.
I'm 40 damn too. It ain't won one since I've been alive. We're close, but what do? We sell half the team, we get rid of half the team, and we fall back down.
Yeah.
I don't mind you losing, but don't ask me for $30,000. That's fucking PSL, right? Now, I mean, you can't, look, put it this way. You can't be 1-7 with $20 million on the cap. You know what?
No corners.
I barely even like Mike Francesa, but a lot of shit he said was true.
That's right.
That's true. I mean, every week, who are you bringing in every week auditioning for corner? We trying to get better. A lot of times when players don't realize that and they don't see that, how do you get better? Then what, you know, what does that say about the organization? I was here when it was a laughing stock. I was here 3-13. I was here 1-15. I was here when Bill Parcells came in 97 and turned all this shit around. You know what I mean? So I've
been for Herm's speech. What do you think of Herm? Tell me about Herm.
I had no problem with him. Didn't like. I mean, you know what? Everybody has a different style of coach. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it's bad, it's good, but all I can just say is that
I think we all
last about the same money as me.
Enough said.
But you know what?
And you got to do talk radio. That's what you should be doing.
And I'm
going
to say something.
Sports
I'm not radio.
Radio,
but I kind of cut that off to come do this. But I'll just say this. And it's not an insult or a bad thing to really say, but sometimes you got to be real. Sometimes you can't put smoke and mirrors. You can't tell me we're one play away or one play away when we're 20 million on the cap. You got to be real with people and say, you know what, we're not very good. We want to say we're not very good. We didn't do the necessary things to do. Put the right people in place to win games. You know what I mean? I learned a lot about that when after playing for Coach Bowen. Charisma and shit is great. When the wind started to fall off, charisma get over.
So Rex being a nice guy doesn't matter. I mean,
I actually like him, but
he's better when he's big, right? He's better when he's big.